Hi, my name is Rissy Emanuel, and I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. And I would just like to share with you how Jesus revealed himself to me through Eucharistic adoration. So I was born Catholic, have gone to Catholic schools all my life, and went to Mass every Sunday with my family. And during grade school, like, we would have Eucharistic adoration, but I really just thought it was just a host and a shiny thing. I simply didn't understand why it was such a big deal. So in eighth grade, I went out on a retreat, and that was the first time I acknowledged that I couldn't do everything by myself and that I needed God. A few months after that, I went to my first Steubenville conference, and it was going great, and then it was time for adoration. And I was nervous and excited and really had no idea what to expect. So when the procession around the arena began, I was reminded of my need for God, and I started to cry. But as the Eucharist passed my section, I collapsed onto the person next to me. It was Jesus Christ right in front of me, and I just have encountered the living God. And I just remember the subconscious feeling of just being there and present. It was just me and God. And when I opened my eyes, all I could feel was calm and peace. And I started to sob tears of joy, genuine joy, the kind you can only get from the Eucharist. So it was the most beautiful and powerful moment of my entire life. And it had solidified my faith in Jesus Christ. So after that, I realized that I couldn't look at the Eucharist or my relationship with God the same ever again. I knew I wanted a deeper relationship with God that gave me understanding of how Christ was going to work in my life. And I decided that if I had had this experience and if I needed God, then I would have to invite him into my life through prayer, worship, and openness. So now I pray daily. I go to adoration whenever I can, especially after confession, and I absolutely love going to Mass. And the Eucharist is just not the same, and I just have a different perception of adoration and the Eucharist. Through the Eucharist, God has revealed to me that he's everything and he's constantly there, and my need for God is satisfied through the Eucharist. And through the Eucharist, I can really know that Jesus Christ is very real and very present. So I just invite all of you to be open and willing to listen to God's voice, because he can speak to you in very powerful ways. And I'm not saying you're going to have like this aha moment where everything just suddenly fits perfectly into place, but I will say that Jesus is very real and very present, and God can open your eyes and open your heart to something that's totally different than what you could ever imagine.